Buddy, welcome to the Meta Cafe. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back and relax, and let's talk a bit about what is happening in the stars above for today. Not only today, but tomorrow and Sunday. It's the weekend. I can't even believe I'm saying that. I was telling my husband last night, wow, tomorrow's Friday already. I don't even know where the rest of the week went. It's like every time I turn around, it's Friday. And you may notice I'm not wearing my Seahawks garb today because they don't play on Sunday. They play on Monday. So you'll see me dressed up on Monday as my favorite team plays in Monday Night Football. However, we do have a family football game this weekend. It is the Super Bowl for my grandson's team. They've won it the last 2 years. Let's hope we can make it for the third year running. They go into this game as the underdog. And interesting because my daughters started a conversation with me. It is my oldest daughter's son who's playing football tomorrow. And they started a conversation this morning about tomorrow and the energy of the day. And I went, okay, here's my opening. I get to share with them what I see about the day tomorrow. And it's not that tomorrow's a difficult day, but we do end up with some energies with the sun mixed up in Chiron. And you know what that means, that that wound can get triggered. So it was my opportunity to help my daughters to help the kids understand some of the energies of the day, albeit I guarantee you it won't be an astrological conversation, but it will be a conversation nonetheless based on what I was seeing already for the day for them tomorrow. This is living astrology, right? Where we have this ability to tap in and see from what's going on in the heavens above, how it is that we on the earth will be affected. And then we can set out to be in alignment with that energy. Or if we know, for example, that it's a difficult transit or something that can trigger for them, for that team tomorrow, it's going to be a trigger to their confidence. Maybe the other team being able to expose their vulnerabilities. But that also means that they, on the other hand, can be talked up and told about, how to be confident and how to have faith in themselves and to have belief in themselves. And they themselves being able to see the vulnerabilities in the other team and to be able to work together as a team to win the game. So it is that these times that I come on here and we're talking about all of these different astrological things going on, it's not just because I like to hear the sound of my own voice. It's because I like to find out from, or I like to discuss and I like to share with others how astrology can affect your life. I'm going to give you another great example. Yesterday, and I didn't even know this was going on behind the scenes, but yesterday, or the day before yesterday, one of our listeners, Tom's mother, was going into the hospital, and she's 91 years old, having a heart valve. I'm not sure if it was a replacement or something done with the valve. And Tom had asked me to take a look at his mom's chart, and as I did, I realized, wow, there she has an amazing chart. But in the chart, I could see that right now, what was favored was surgery. And there's always that question when you're that elderly and they put you under anesthesia. How is that going to mess with you? How are you going to be able to come out from that? So I told Tom in her chart, the only thing I really saw was that possibility. And in that, his mom was actually having a partial anesthesia, and the other one was like local, I think, or something, so that she would be able to come out from the procedure quicker. And indeed, she's doing well. According to the last things that I heard from Tom yesterday, she came through the surgery. And of course, part of that is thank you to all of you who sent out prayers and good wishes and healing thing energies for her. But it is the power, it's the testament of astrology or human design or the gene keys or our even being open to what's going on in the heavens above us that really helps us to live out our lives in a way that we can connect with things very viscerally and in the moment. So I love to be able to share stories like that with everybody. Let's say good morning to people. Good morning, Lynn. It's great to see you. We haven't seen you for a while. And Cassildra, good morning to you. Glad to see you too. Chanel, good morning. And Mimi's there with us. Lynn says, good morning. Not sure I can stay for the entire show. I've been working on my Oracle page. Yes. And new book. Wow. But I just realized it's the exact day a year ago that you had me on your show. So I wanted to celebrate by picking a card for us all. Wow, that's awesome, Lynn. Please do. Maybe it's time to have you back on the show to do some card readings. And Mimi says, I'm back. Yes, that's awesome. Rebecca, good morning. Asa, good morning. And Ginger, I was thinking about you this morning. Oh my gosh, you popped into my mind when I was drying my hair, which I didn't even get dried all the way because I was too busy putting things together this morning. But wonderful to see you, Ginger. And I hope you've healed and are feeling well and back to your own self. And Colleen, great to see you. So we have a lot of people. I have a lot to get to this morning. So you're going to see me drinking water because I can already tell that I'm going to talk a lot. Okay. Today, Friday, happy Friday, by the way, as we go into a new weekend, we have some really good energies for the weekend and a couple of things that we're going to want to watch out for. Today, of course, you woke up and the moon was in Aries after having been in Pisces for the last couple of days where things were a little murky. We were in tune. We were sensitive. We were emotional, maybe feeling compassion and love and joy in our beingness with other people. Today, that changes and we are a little bit more on the edge as Aries is a sign that is fire. It is creative. It is courageous. It is outward expressed energy where Pisces energy was more inwardly expressed. And represented by the moon in Aries are the possibilities for new beginnings, for starting something new or a fresh start in some way. Now, of course, we're not exactly at the time of the month with the moon that favors manifestation and new beginnings, but there are a myriad of new beginnings that we can express at any time, right? A new way of thinking, a new health regimen or something like that. So maybe just changing something opens the door to a new beginning. But what's represented here is the courage that it takes to make those kind of changes. The courage that it takes to say, I'm going to do things differently. I'm going to be me. I'm going to do me because I do me best. And that's partly the moon in Aries. There's also bursts of energy that we might feel throughout the day, throughout the weekend even, as at times, you know, we get triggered and we have energy and we just push it outward. This also favors leadership energy and just being. Another one of the energies that the moon brings us in Aries, the being direct, being innocent. I always think of Aries as a representation of the Fool card in the tarot, and especially the Rider-Waite deck, where you know you've got the young person with a sort of knapsack at his back, and he's got his head in the air, and he's you know kind of looking to heaven, not quite feet on the ground, and you know looking out possibly for danger, or not looking out, let's say, for danger. So there's you know this idea that there's this innocence around our new beginnings. And yet if we don't strike out and do something, then we're doomed to stay where we are. And that is stuck. So sometimes taking that risk, jumping out there and having a little bit of faith that the next footfall that you have will find the earth, right? That you will have that sense of solidness underneath you. Gaining personal authority. Being responsible for your own actions, for your own thoughts, and for your own beingness. This is also the energy of fight, right? The moon rules our emotions. It's very feminine energy. It is receptive. It takes us to our souls. And the energy in Aries is ruled by Mars, which is aggression or assertiveness, action principle, very masculine energy. So we have this little bit of a fight going on between these two energies. And the moon in Aries is often confrontational. And it is either we are confronting something within ourselves or we confront something outside of ourselves. And yet that can also lead to disruptions in our personal relationships as conflict may create that confrontation. So here we need to know that this is fighting energy. And we get to choose whether we get caught up in the fight or whether we move through it and we just recognize it for what it is, perhaps a call for more love. So this is risk-taking energy. This is energy that doesn't like to back down from a confrontation. So we need to watch out for aggressiveness. We need to watch out for harshness towards other people and even towards ourselves. We need to watch out for taking too many physical risks, picking fights, etc., right? So it is a weekend where we are really going to have to remain, I'm going to say this word, we're going to have to remain in control of our own emotions and not let our emotions get run away with us, because that can lead to that confrontational type of energy. So yay, right? Although with Aries energy, you know, we have that feel good, youthful and dynamic feeling as well. So feel good, yes, but also can trigger us. And in triggeredness, we get to maybe confrontation and conflict. So we just want to walk a cool path perhaps this weekend. Also today, the moon is in a trine to Venus, which is in Sagittarius. So we have fire energy, and this is creative expression. This is the creative expression of beauty. It's interesting because this morning, I mean, I'm wearing this sort of bright pink, and I went in my closet to get a bright pink or a pink scarf, and I went, it just didn't feel right to me to be monochromatic. So instead I bring out royal blue, and there's this deep red in here and pink and browns and golds. And I was just like, wow, I feel colorful today. So again, when the moon and Venus come together, it usually has an emphasis on beauty, on aesthetics. So make things pretty today. Make things that make you feel good, that reflect beauty and color and vibrancy and life to you. Today is that kind of day. Now, there are some bigger transits that are also in play, and they're interconnected in a way that I find, you know, truly amazing. Of course, I always find astrology amazing. But today, I'm going to show you in a chart. First of all, here's the chart of the day. And you can see where I've highlighted in green. We have today the sun in a trine, a 120 degree angle, a relationship of smooth flow with the planet Neptune. So this is our physical, egoic selves in a smooth flow with our more spiritual, soul-centered selves. And over here at the point of this configuration that I'm not sure what to call is the point of Saturn. Saturn. So Saturn is in a sextile to Neptune, and Saturn is also in a sextile to the sun. And so this is like a really good flow of energy where we are able to balance the physical and everything that that embodies, right? All of the physical, the senses, the being on a planet, being practical, pragmatic, down to earth, goal-oriented, etc., with the spiritual, being embodied spirit and being open to the magical and to the mystical and to the unseen. So we have this beautiful balance going on today. And even for the next couple of days, we've had it, it started, you know, forming a couple of days ago, but today's the exact day. And I think it is balancing that spiritual and physical expression, bringing practicality and spirituality together, right? Practical spirituality, right? I just love that. When I was thinking about naming my business years ago, one of the things a neighbor suggested to me was Living Astrology. And I sat with that for a while. And because it used to be called Mystic Moon, that used to be my astrology business, that suited me just fine. But then there was just something about it that wasn't quite complete. And I got to this part of, you know, I have a Virgo moon, and I feel very grounded in the physical planet, but I also have all of this other more esoteric wisdom that I enjoy and I really want to tap into, and practical and inspirational come together for me in Living Astrology, right? Living the practical and astrology, more of the woo-woo, but it is about our combining the physical and the spiritual and becoming whole in that. And in a way, that's like one of the first steps to becoming more healed in our outer world. Healing that separation, healing that duality in the outer world begins with how we can work with that within us. Now, there's also another interesting byproduct of this, of these coming together of Sun, Saturn, and Neptune. And that is about where seeing where we have been too hard on ourselves or too harsh in our expressing of who we are. And what I mean by that is listening to that self-talk. I had an opportunity this week to really go down deep into that emotional pity potty where I could hear myself saying all kinds of not so nice things about myself. And part of all of that is that there are pieces of us that we just sort of don't always want to see. It's like we break them off and we house them up or lock them away. Maybe, you know, put some fences around it. we lock them up and we hold the key, right? We hold the key. We don't want to look at that part of us. But from that position, then they taunt us, right? Those same very things that we've locked away, the pieces of us that we break off and we put in the prison, taunt us through the bars of that prison. And then it taunts us because it's a part of us that we haven't accepted yet. It is a part of us we don't want to look at, right? Because to embrace that part of us might feel scary, or it might feel, you know, like we're less than, or that we're not perfect, or maybe it is that we need to learn to forgive ourselves. So here's this opportunity then with this day and into the weekend to really embrace the shadow, to recognize you hold the key, you could unlock the prison, and by loving that energy into yourself, you are not you're not dooming yourself to be the expression of those lower or frequency energies. You're just loving it as a part of who you are. The shadows are being embraced. The shadows then can't taunt you anymore from the prison that you've locked them into, right? It's interesting that when we think about the things that we lock away, that we push away, and then how they come back at us, right? Almost like little passive aggressive scorpion stingers coming back at us when we least expect it, when we need our confidence the most, they come back and they haunt us, right? That's when they can hurt us. And they can hurt us very much so because we've locked them away. So instead, embrace them, pull them in, love them, and realize that it's your choice about whether or not you express those characteristics or not. Now, this is also a time for us to determine where we can bring more discipline into our lives, right? On one hand, it's where can we bring more spirituality? Where can we bring more of the woo-woo? Where can we bring more of that divineness? Where can we embody more of spirit? But on the other hand, it's where can we embody more of the discipline, right? That the down-to-earth expression of who we are. Where do we, what areas have we been slack in our lives? Like, you know, do you realize maybe that every day you're meant to exercise or get some movement going in your life, but yet every day you just sort of slack off? It's like you could do 10 million things other than that, right? So in a way, we also have to embody the practical expression. We have to embody the work energy, the work ethic. We have to embody our integrity. So here is another little interesting way to look at this. Saturn represents the master builder. It to me, when I think of Saturn, I think of, you know, not just the destructive energies that we commonly associate with Saturn, but I really associate the builder and the building energy, the foundation energy that supports what comes next, right? If you're building a house, you build a foundation. Or you can't put a foundation under a house very easily after you've started to build it, right? So there are these steps. There are these steps in the progression of getting to where we want to be. And Saturn helps us build that. On the other hand, it also supports the dream. So we have Neptune embodying the dreamer, Saturn embodying the builder, but they can't exist when one without the other, right? The dreamer dreams the dream. Then Saturn builds the dream. And it was interesting. I don't know if any of you signed up to get the movie that's being offered out there. It's like a 5 or 6 part movie called The Time of the Sixth Sun. I posted it here a few days ago for everybody to sign up. And I totally forgotten I signed up for it. And yesterday was the day for the first of the episodes to come out. And it was really a rather long episode, but so magical and so worthy of watching, so worthy of your time and the effort it takes to sit down and actually carve out. This was an hour and 40 minutes yesterday, to carve out that kind of time to sit there and really enjoy this and connect. And what were they talking about? Amazingly enough, they were talking about the dream. What are we, that we as human beings are dreaming our reality into existence? So if we don't like the reality that we've seen, that we've built, then it is incumbent upon us to rebuild the dream. This is the energy today, right? This is the energy that actually has been in play all throughout 2019. It started in January when Saturn first sextiled Neptune and built again up in June when the next iteration happened. And here is the third and final coming together of Saturn and Neptune in this way. And I think we've all got the message. I think we all have, whether you think you do or not, you have. Your cells have received that message and are in the process of you embodying more and more spirit, being both practical and mystical. They are not mutually exclusive. They make us whole. So interesting, right? So it's a time then to define your goals. It is also a time to be visionary. What do you envision? For yourself, for the world, for others, what your impact will be in the world, and put effort into dreaming reality. Dreaming, put the effort into dreaming reality. And indeed, Saturn and Neptune and the Sun engaged in this today bring together these seeming opposites, right? Science and faith, the real and the unreal. The seen and the unseen, work and rest. We talked about that yesterday, work and rest, right? The solid, right? And the etheric. So we're bringing these together. We're merging these energies. Remember yesterday's Pleiadian energy was about merging. And we talked a lot about merging energy yesterday. So that's a lot for one day. I think it's a good energy. I don't see this as negative. I feel like this is what we've all come here for. What have we come here for? To be both physical and spiritual, embodying all of that and all that that means. All right. So let me take a look at some comments out there. I think I said good morning to everybody. There we go. Ann Stevens, good morning. Michelle Holly, good morning. Christine Erickson, hello to you. She says, it is at work, something Mars energies among people, confrontation and ending confusion. Yeah, I'm afraid that it will play out in the workplace. It's still Friday, that those Mars energies. And when is it going to be easier? When you learn the lessons. When is it going to be easier? When we learn all the lessons. And Monique, and when you choose to make it easier. Right? Making it easier is our choice. Monique Alexander, good morning. Lynn says, I'd love to be back on your show. It was so fun. The card she picked for us all is In the Flow from The Sacred Traveler by Denise Lynn. I love it. It says, this isn't the time to try to control the events in your life. Let the creator support you. And I just lost it. Where'd it go? You don't have to do it all by yourself. It isn't always easy to let go of the shore, but spirit is urging you to take a risk and let go. When you are truly in the flow, you need to push or exert effort to make things happen. Love that card, Lynn. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. She'd like to add that In the Flow is telling us what you were just saying, that being in balance with our spirit and our physical self. I love it. Validation from the universe above. Diana Balgard, hello. She said, I've had so much energy. Something must be going on with my planets. Very awesome. It's probably Mars. And Marissa, good morning. Debbie Hedden, good morning. Kathy says, apple picking time today. Ooh, have fun with that. And I love a good apple. And of course, here in Washington, and I'm not sure if Oregon grows apples, but Washington, we grow a lot of apples here. And they're always fresh from the tree, and they're just lovely, lovely, lovely. Okay, now let's take a look at the Pleiadian Earth energy of the day, because I have so much I still need to tell you. Okay, today's energy is the Universal Energy 8 and the Earth energy of exploring, which in the Mayan calendar was Ben, and Ben represented the reed. And the need for a reed to embody both the energy of of being solid and of being flexible, or lest it break, right? So the reed. So here we have the energy in eight of connection, abundance, and love. Ah, I love it. And we feel these energies deeply today. And we recognize ourselves in others. This is that mirroring thing that is so fabulous when you're really aware and conscious of what's going on between you and the people in your life, is that asking the question, what are they mirroring to me? What are they showing me? What am I recognizing in them that is the same in me? And what is it? And it doesn't mean that it's all, oh, I recognize my joyful self in that person. It could be, I recognize my own selfishness in that person. You know, it depends on what it is you're seeing in other, but recognizing ourselves in others and recognizing others within us. So that's the energy of eight for today. Friday's energy of exploring, the earth energy of exploring, really is about presenting new ideas, seeing new things in new ways, reviewing all of our options, right? We're not stuck to just keeping our reactions in one direction. We can choose. We choose what we're going to do, what we're going to say, and how we're going to act in every moment. In every moment, we're choosing. Now, that doesn't mean we're not being affected by the outer world, because we are. But in the end, it isn't the outer world that causes us to do something. It is the outer world that triggers something within us, and then we choose what to do or how to respond. Or, God help us, we react, right? And that reaction sometimes comes from a place of not having clarity, and then we can find ourselves in some trouble. So today's a day to review your options before you choose an action. And it is also a day to increase integrity and increase your self-confidence, especially because tomorrow those things may take a little bit of a beating as the sun comes into a scritchy energy to Chiron. So increasing self-confidence, increasing integrity, which means increasing your connection to your true self, to your authentic self. It's not a moral call from outside of you. It's from inside of you. Right? Integrity coming from within your own skin, right? Being true to you. Okay. I'm just checking for comments. No extras. Good. Okay. So let's move to Saturday. So that's pretty, everything we were just talking about is today. I think I told you earlier in the week that Friday was going to be one of those days. Today's that day, but it's not necessarily bad. It's just, there's a lot. Now, Saturday, the moon is still in Aries, and here's the trickier of the days for the weekend, because in Aries, there is a square going on to Capricorn. Remember, I showed you yesterday in the chart that the angles were made up by Aries, Capricorn, Libra, and Cancer, and we have Saturn and Pluto and the South Node and Chiriclo, which I'm going to share with you here in a few minutes, also in Capricorn. And so the moon moving through the sign of Aries triggers in a square, the energy challenges us with the energies between the two signs. So tomorrow the moon in Aries is squaring Pluto and Saturn. And you know, that's a recipe for confrontation. That's a recipe for a fight, unless you can embody full consciousness and see what it is that you need to release and let go of while simultaneously opening up to new energy. This is a process. This has been ongoing, right? All through the summer, I was pointing this out to you, all through the spring, even spring, summer, fall, I've been pointing out to you that every time a body like the moon moves through one of those signs, Aries, Cancer, Capricorn, or Libra, it is triggering the cascade of energies that are going on, changing us, rebuilding us, destroying the old and rebuilding the new. So here we have this energy that is coming into play over the weekend. And, you know, don't kid yourself, it's already building up. So we can already feel the vastness of this energy and the pinpoint sort of pressure that can bring to us to release and let go of whatever it is that is still in our way of truly embodying the truth of who we are. Then the sun gets into a sesquiquadrate, a square and a half, let's say, to Chiron in Aries. Chiron in Aries, the sun in Scorpio. This is energy right now where we are having to test our confidence levels. This is why I told my daughters what I did about the football team for tomorrow, is they've got it, this energy tomorrow will test their confidence. It will test their vulnerabilities, right? It's like pin poking. Let's just see if you've healed that wound, right? Or you know how a doctor, I remember when I had my skin graft, the doctor, you know, poking at this to see, is it time to take those stitches out? And, in, you know, testing the pinpoint pressures. If it's vulnerable, then there may be more work to do. If there isn't vulnerability there, then you've gained that confidence and that integrity. And of course, the interdependency that we have with one another. Interesting that this is coming up with within the confines of a team energy tomorrow, a team of boys that are out to win a game. And to win the game to get the Super Bowl, right? The trophy. And test, you know, I told the girls that the winner of the games would be the team that was able to be the team, to have that confidence in one another, that believability in their ability to move through the game, to stay and work together. And that's that interdependency, but also understanding the test of your vulnerabilities as well. And that may come through a subtle comment that someone makes. It may come through something even bigger that's out there on the world stage. It's hard to say how that comes in, but if you find yourself vulnerable, your vulnerability has been exposed. And that's the purpose of Sun and Chiron. Expose it to the light of the sun for healing. That's exactly what's meant. And tomorrow's day on the Pleiadian Earth energy is nine healing. So tomorrow's a healing day. And we may be healing from those vulnerabilities, those exact soft underbellies that are exposed right now. Healing energy, which is the earth energy of the day, is Ish in Mayan, and it is the shaman energy. So tomorrow has a very shamanic feel to it. Ish is jaguar. Right, jaguar in the Mayan calendar, which was representing the healing properties of magic and mystical and the unknowable healing skills of the shaman. And the nine energy of the day is about harmonizing, bringing things into harmony, and from that harmony being able to heal. You could even say that in your own physical body, that harmony in your in the cells of your body, like all of your cells working and firing together, bring on healing. That's the healing thing that we go through in our bodies, is a harmony of all of the cells working together to build something, to repair something, to move the DNA onto its next step. So tomorrow, healing energy, very, very powerful day. Sunday. Sunday's on the back page. I mean, look at this. This was I've got lots of stuff going on here. It's pretty funny, actually, when I think about it, how much stuff. I've got my scarf falling off here. Let's work with that for a second because my neck is cold. It's cold in my house this morning for some reason. Let's look at Sunday as the day of, first of all, it's a manifesting day. Sunday's a manifesting day in the Pleiadian Earth energy. And it has it's a seeing day, seeing Earth energy, men, eagle. So in the Mayan calendar, it's men, and men meant eagle. So it was the energy of rising up and seeing things from a higher perspective. So tomorrow's manifesting from a higher perspective. So we have that. It begs the question, what more is possible? What more is possible? And that's a question that actually comes from a discipline called, I think it's called Access Consciousness or BARS or something. It's a healing process. And we can ask the question in every moment, what more is possible? And that is what we have to be looking at now. How can I embody more spirit? How can I express myself more practically in the world? And that's interesting, as the moon turns void, yes, tomorrow or Sunday morning at 6 o'clock a.m. my time, so 9 something on the East Coast, and until 3:19 p.m. 6:19 for you all on the East Coast, until it moves into the sign of Taurus. So we have Aries energy with us most of the day, but without any other contact, right? No new contacts. In fact, that means that we're kind of left with the energy of the square with Saturn and Pluto, yay, with the moon, and giving us that opportunity to really try the process of rebuilding, right? To look at what needs to be done. What next steps do I need to do? What more is possible in the expression of this dream I'm manifesting? And then the moon, when it moves into Taurus, comes into an opposition with Mars, and then it trines Jupiter and conjuncts Uranus. So it is a tricky sort of day with some, you know, up and down sort of energy and up and down feel to it. And I think, you know, asking that question, what more is possible? If I rise up to a higher perspective, I'm going to see myself in a different light. And I may not like what I see necessarily, but that's the purpose of doing it. I can see the parts that I couldn't see when my face is right in it. So interesting, right? Sunday brings us sort of that interesting energy. And this isn't to beat yourself up with. This is to see how much more could I be? How much more could I express? How much more love can I bring to the world? How much more can I let go of, right? What can I let go of? And everybody hopefully going through that process of what more is possible in my life. Okay, Lynn, see you later. Thank you so much for that reading. That we love that. Marissa, my son has his first basketball game of the season tomorrow. It's a great day for the first game, right? And Kristen, good morning to you. You know, of course, it's a stage setter, right? So how they greet that first game is going to set the tone for the season. And, you know, I'm not above going up to the team on the sideline before the game and telling them all, I'm just this grandma, right? I'm just this grandma. Maybe they'll listen to me where they don't listen to their own parents or even to their coaches. So I just go up to them and I tell them, I believe in you. I believe you can win this game. Believe in yourselves. I always point out to them, my favorite football player is Russell Wilson, who it doesn't matter what the score is. He always believes until the last moment that they can win the game. Now, that doesn't mean they don't lose some games, but it just means that they don't give up. So set the stage tomorrow with them, and they believe in themselves. They have the confidence to go out and be a team and work as a team to win games. And of course, winning isn't all that there is to the game. It's how do we come together and do our best and work, you know, not giving up on ourselves, but working together. So I think that's a great stage setter for your son tomorrow, Marissa. Okay, now, some of you may have heard talk out there. I heard it the other day and I just cringed inside about an 11/11 portal because Monday is the 11th of November. 11 is the month, right? November's an 11. The day is an 11. So people tend to truncate it right there and just go 11/11. But it isn't just 11/11 because we have 2019 attached to it. 2019 is a 3. And if you take 11 and 11, it's a 22. And you add the 3, it's a 25. It's a 7. So it is a 7. If you want to make it a gateway, it's a 7 gateway. 7 is a highly spiritual number anyway, right? It is highly spiritual. It brings us to some higher recognition of who we are, some spiritual truths of who we are. So don't get caught up in the portal baloney, because I just want to, that just really triggers me when I hear that, because then you make people think that there's something going on that really isn't. And then when something really magical and mystical comes up, they miss it because they don't speak to it, right? So, but there is something else going on that I'm going to speak to today, because this occurs on Monday, but it's in the process of building up now. And that is that Mercury retrograde is in a process of moving toward the sun, backwards towards the sun, where they will meet in a conjunction on Monday. So that adds a little bit of extra special flavor to the day, but it isn't coming from the numerology or from some portal. It is coming from Mercury's connection to the sun, which brings us a turning point. There's always a turning point at that. It's like Mercury's dance with the sun. It passes by the sun and then goes beyond the sun as a part of its forward motion, and then it turns retrograde and moves backward toward the sun. They are always locked in a dance with one another because Mercury can never be any further than I think it's like 30 some degrees from the sun. So in your own astrology chart, you can see that because the sun and Mercury are very close together. They can't be like at opposite ends of one another, right? Because they can only be, because Mercury transits so closely to the sun, they cannot be that far apart from one another. But every once in a while, they line up where we can actually see the transit of Mercury across the sun. If you could look into the sun, which you cannot, so do not, you would see Mercury transiting across the sun. And it represents something to us. It represents that turning point in the mind. Mercury rules the mind. It rules in Scorpio our mind and emotional connection, right? The heart, the mind, the emotions, and how we are all queued up there within ourselves. And so this turning point represents a change in our thinking, the high potential that we can start dreaming the dream in a more positive way. And then it begins to show up in a more positive way in the outer world. This is breakthrough energy, people. In your human design, this is happening at gate 43, which is the one that's in the Ajna, at the point of the Ajna, reaching down to the throat for expression of your genius, of your brilliance, right? So breakthrough. We're being redirected right now. We're being rewired right now. We're being reconnected right now. Those are the words that represent a Mercury in retrograde and its connection to the sun as it sort of picks up marching orders from the sun and what is going to be expressed next. So the gate 43 is the gate of deafness in the shadow where we can't hear, right? We can hear, but are we really hearing? Are we really listening? So there's the sounds we hear. And you know, sometimes this happens. I'm watching a show on TV and my husband, like, why does he do this? He just starts talking. While I'm engrossed in something, and it's always at the best part of the show, right? Or the most important part. And he'll start chattering at me. And I'm like, okay, wait, because I'm hearing, but I'm not listening. So we're being asked to listen deeply. And where are we being asked to listen from? Within, right? To the heart, to the soul, to your intuition. This energy leads us to insight and to epiphany. So we have some big things building up here to bring us into that new mindset, to release the old thinking patterns. That is what, if you want to call this a gateway, if you want to call this a portal, just words, right? Words that are colorful, that are attention getting, but without real substance. What is it that we are in a gateway to, or what is it that we are in a portal about? Well, we are changing the way that we think. We are changing the way that we've been on this planet. We are embodying spirit. We are embodying the physical, and we are operating from a holistic place, something that we desperately need to do in order to move forward. So that is the high side of what's coming up for us. Even now, it's in the building process, right? They're not very far away from one another at this point. And of course, certainly on Monday, as we end up with the energy and then into the 12th in some time zones, that actual conjunction happens later or early on the 12th. So lots of good stuff there, right? Lots of things happening for us to take a look at and for us to be aware of. Okay. Questions about any of that? How many of you have gotten caught up in that portal stuff and wondered about it, and what does it mean for you? And you could see this, by the way, in your chart, because wherever it is, let's see what degree it's going to be, wherever 16, 17 degrees of Scorpio is in your chart is where this is going to play out. And in the chart of the day, it's playing out in the first house, the house of new beginnings, the house of new starts, which I find funny. In a haha sort of interesting kind of way. But for the most part, wherever it is in your chart is where it is likely that the shadow is coming up, where the vulnerabilities are being exposed, and then also where the healing can take place for you. time-wise. Okay, 8:44. So something else really fascinating is happening here today. And that is, there is a body I introduced to you a couple of weeks back called Chiriclo. And Chiriclo in mythology is the wife of Chiron. And so she represents the feminine pathway to healing, while Chiron represents the masculine pathway to healing. So natural, of course, that these two centaurs would be brought together as partners in a relationship based on healing energies. Well, Chiriclo is in a conjunction today with Pluto. So the question that is being brought up here, because Pluto represents very much the masculine, patriarchal, plutocratic, autocratic energies on the planet. And they're what needs to be transformed. And that's the process that we're in. You can see it in our governments. The government itself is the realm of Pluto. So the governments around the world are struggling with various issues, right? Because Pluto in the sign that rules government, but also has a power energy associated with government. Chiriclo is the softer side of healing energy. So I guess the real question we could be asking in this expression of these two planets or dwarf planets coming together is, how do we heal the masculine in our lives? It's the masculine that needs healing, right? While the feminine needs to come and rise to meet the masculine really needs healing. And the masculine is represented in you through your relationships with men. Right? Your relationships with men, that's one possibility. So with your father, with your sons, with your spouse, if you are married to a man, through the authority figures in your lives that are representing the masculine energy. And on the other hand, it is also the healing of our inner masculine, and how we show up in the world is the representation of our inner masculine. Even if you're a woman, you have an inner masculine, right? Because we are really, I may be a woman in a woman's body, but I hold both masculine and feminine energies, as do all of you, right? So we're looking at then, how does the masculine show up? And what do we need to do to heal that masculine principle? Now, literally, it is that healing that brings us to the core wounds that we're experiencing, which is division, which is disconnection, which is separation. And it is Chiriclo, the feminine principle within all of us, that takes that energy and transmutes it and brings it into Christ consciousness. Christ consciousness is unity wisdom. What can we do in unity? Right? What could we do from a healed and whole self? Transmuting disconnection, these core wounds of disconnection and separation and division, and transmuting them into Christ consciousness. This is Chiriclo in her meetup with Pluto. She's a light bearer goddess. She's like the Lady Liberty, right? She's holding a torch. She's leading us once again to embody mysticism, the mystery and the spiritual things, the unseen, right? The void. She's bringing us that light of spirit. And she's a shapeshifter goddess. She shapeshifts. She's fluid and she's etheric and she's primal and she's feminine. So she's embodying these seemingly opposite things, right? She shapeshifts from one to another. And unlike Pluto's raw power of transformation, her power is love and wisdom of in the cosmic principles of how love is applied. So we have this very interesting planet that's now, you know, she was discovered in, I want to say it's 1997. So a planet or a body, when it is discovered via astronomy, astronomers and then also the astrologers out there, we look to what the energies are that we need to integrate on the planet. And the body, the planet, the dwarf planet, whatever, gets named pretty much based on a mythological character that embodies that wisdom or those characteristics. And so that's so much that as above, so below energy. And what we're looking at here then is how do we embody both the feminine and the masculine? Because we hold the healing power for this. We hold the healing power, Shiriklo, bringing us the light of healing energy to bring those two things together. And her power, as I said, is love. It's the energy of love. The energy of love and the wisdom of these ancient teachings, dreaming a new world, seeing what more is possible, right? What more is possible? And asking those questions, how do I heal the masculine within me? What part of the masculine in me is in need of more love, more attention, more healing? So lots and lots and lots of good things going on. You guys are kind of quiet out there. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's a thing. How do you spell her name? Chariklo. And I could have looked up what those two things mean. Actually, I think I have it open still. Let's see. Her name, Chariklo. Chariklo. By the way, she is close to Pluto, right? Today she's in an exact conjunction, but she is close to Pluto throughout. She's been there for the last couple of months. She is also conjunct Pluto or in orb of Pluto for the through the early part of 2020 as well. Let's see. Her name comes from the Greek word chari, which means grace, and klo, K-L-O, which means spinning. So it is said that Chariklo weaves grace into creation. She weaves grace into creation. Gotta love that. All right. So that is it for me today. It is 8:51. I have time to do a couple of card readings should anybody want one. I think I'm going to draw a card for the weekend while I wait for people to chime in and ask for readings. So I'm going to do both animal and wisdom. Here's the wisdom card for the weekend energy. So this is going to take the next 3 days. By the way, I do not take Veterans Day off while I still honor veterans, but I will be here on Monday morning. And the card for the weekend is Observer. Card number 49, which is a 13. Sacred number 13, which is a 4. And Observer energy, it was right side up. So Observer, let's see what that means here. 49. I think we've had this card before. So Observer is perspective, objectivity, neutral observation from a distance. And the message says, most people see the world through a personal lens. They closely identify with their feelings and experiences, so much so that they come to believe that these are the only reality. There are times when you need distance in order to gain perspective and understand your circumstances from a more neutral vantage point. Now is one of those times in your life. This is a perfect moment for you to begin to do some exploring. Haha, our key word for the day, Pleiadian, exploring. Instead of only considering yourself, consider what you need to understand about the conditions, the people, the culture, the environment you're engaged with now. You'll be so happy you did. Illumination is the miracle you seek and will indeed find. Love that. Okay, that's our card for the weekend. Now I'm going to get an animal card for us. Remember last week we had vulture. I know that because it's on top here. So let's see what animal is there to guide us on our journey this weekend. Now I don't know how that happened. Two cards upside down in the deck. Starfish spirit. Starfish. I don't think we've had this one. If we've had this one, it was a very long time ago. Starfish spirit says, open to infinite possibility. card number 59, which is a 14, which is a 5, right? 5 star, a C star, 5. Okay, let's see what that card means. 59, starfish. Okay, and it was right side up. So it says, stretched out on the beach, the starfish opens fully to the rays of the sun, to the power of potential. As you look out toward the horizon, do you open up to infinite possibility? Spirit is the source of opportunities beyond your wildest imagination, and ensures endless possibilities are available. At this time, starfish spirit urges you to stretch past the limits of your everyday perception and your comfort zone to dream of bigger things and imagine with even greater hope and faith, for miraculous potential is shining down on you. Feel it, bask in it, and open yourself to be filled with inspiration. This is a very fortunate sign that starfish spirit has come to remind you of your infinite potential. Whoa, great card for the weekend. Love it. I'm going to take those words and I'm going to feed those to my daughters, to feed those to the team. Infinite potential to win the Super Bowl. Yes. All right, that's it for me. Let's see, did anybody want readings? Oh, yes, card please, Marissa. Rebecca. Okay, I better write these down because Marissa, Rebecca, and Kristen. K, Kristen. And E-N, not I-N. And Michelle, good coffee shop line. I'd love a card if you have time. And Angela would like a card. Okay, so we have 5. That's a pretty good number. All right, let's see if we can do this. And everybody's, let's see, Kristen wants wisdom, Woto. Marissa, your choice. Good. Okay, so Marissa, you're first. And I'm going to draw an animal card for you. I feel inspired by the animals this morning. Starfish started something in me. Not only that, but earlier this week, I was doing a reading for a woman that lives in Kenya. Kenya, like the country in Africa. And I said, oh, wow, that's pretty amazing. I bet you see some wonderful things. And she says, yes, in fact, this morning there were 3 cheetahs at my watering hole. 3 cheetahs at her watering hole. I couldn't even imagine. Cheetahs, seeing a cheetah, a real one, in your yard. She lives on a farm. I mean, I can't, it was amazing to me to see that. Then, of course, I see a cheetah on a commercial. And then yesterday, doing a card reading for myself, I drew cheetah. Amazing. Oh, Marissa, you're going to love this one. I just drew peacock spirit for you. Peacock, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. 46, which is a 10, which is a 1. Unbeknownst to you all, I'm wearing peacock earrings this morning, right? Peacock. This scarf is a peacock. If you could see the feathers here, peacock, peacock. Must have a message. I was dressed in peacock, and here it shows up in our cards. Let's see what that means for you, Marissa. Card 46. Gotta love it. Let it shine. When is the last time you shook a tail feather and shined your light for all to see? Within each of us is a peacock spirit yearning for expression, and you are called now to show the world the gorgeous creature you are, for you are a manifestation of spirit. Come out from the shadows, peacock spirit says, and show your true colors so that others may be inspired to express their own exquisiteness. Dance as if you remember that you are made of stardust and grace, filled with life force energy and sparkling light. You are a channel for divine love, and your dance is one of a kind. Catch the light and help it to shimmer and dance in celebration of your good fortune of being right here, right now. Spirit wants you to be joyful so that others may get up and dance along with you. Love that card. That's lovely, lovely energy for you, Marissa. All right, Rebecca would love a card. I'm going to hang with the animals, Rebecca. How's that? You didn't specify, so I'm going to go with animals today for you. And then Kristen, you will be next with Woto. So now I'm turning my attention to Rebecca. And Rebecca, ooh, you've got a twofer. Okay, I don't think we've had this card before, but we've had the rabbit before. Rabbit is the first card. She came out up right side up. She's card 49, which is a 13, which is a four. And she says, now is a lucky time. And electric eel also showed up. Bring your ideas to life is what electric eel says. It is card 24, which is a six, the expression of creative energy, balance, harmony. And you got the two of them. So let's read what 49. We've had the rabbit lately. We've had rabbit quite a bit. Now is the lucky time. A sunny meadow calls and rabbit appears to lead you out of your dark warren and into the light so that you can participate in a fertile and beautiful experience. It may seem safe below ground, but the magic happens when you come out and take the risk of being vulnerable and co-creating something new. You're being invited into a new life that you have no experience with, but have no fear. Today is also a time to be fruitful and productive as you enjoy rabbit spirit's sunny and prolific energy. At this time, whatever you intend to bring to life will find fertile ground. There are no mistakes, really, when you are co-creating with spirit. So let new ideas spring to the surface, knowing that now is a lucky time of tremendous possibility. Now, the eel. Electric eel makes me think of Uranus, electricity. And show you that card again. There's the electric eel. Some pretty background there as well. And it says, bring your ideas to life. Excuse me, seemingly out of nowhere. The jolt of electric eel spirit appears to awaken you to a big idea that you are meant to explore. Woohoo. Epiphanies and aha moments are gifted to you right now, so celebrate. Your life has the potential for profound transformation. Inspiration arises in you, electrifying you so that you can't wait to get started bringing your idea to life. The revelations you experience now are meant to set you on a new path, so do not be afraid to act. Explore, examine, and do not fear the changes that may come. For spirit wants to shower you with love, success, and abundance that you hope to experience. Now is a thrilling time of epiphanies, inspired ideas, and innovation. This is a wondrous sign for you today. Wow. Wow. Gotta love that, don't you? That's awesome, Rebecca. Okay, next is Kristen. Kristen wanted Woto, which I have right here. Okay, Kristen, this one is for you. And you'd get a two for two. Co-create and blessed. So card 40 was the first one out. And is that a freaking cheetah? That is a cheetah. Co-create card number 40, which is a four. And that makes me think there's likely some kind of endurance involved here because the cheetah represents endurance. And there's also a little owl there, wisdom. And the second card that was for you is card 22, which is a four, also a four, 40 and four here. But this is the master builder card and it says blessed, both right side up. So, Kristen. I got to change books. Here we go. The card number 40. I cannot believe there's a cheetah on that card. Yeah, I can. Spirit tells me these things all the time. Card 40. Essential meaning is creativity, art, inspiration, fruition, manifestation. And the Oracle's message says you may not consider yourself a creative person, but in fact, you are creating your reality every moment of every day via your thoughts. Feelings, beliefs, intentions, and actions. Yet you must consider that you do so in partnership with spirit, consciousness, God, or whatever name you call the higher power. You are a spark of this intelligence that works through you, nudging you with inspired thought and intuitive guidance. You are a paintbrush that co-creates a beautiful, unique expression of your own individuality blended with universal spirit. You are a product of divine inspiration, and now you're aligned with it to create miracles. When you view your life as art and know you co-create it, only beauty and grace result. Prepare to be amazed. Yes, love that card. And then followed on that is blessed, card 22, also a four. Oops, passed it. Also right side up. Blessed, essential meaning, something wonderful that is unearned and unexpected. Grace that is an unforeseen gift from spirit. And the oracle's message says there are moments in life when out of the blue, it seems that everything has been orchestrated by divine intervention. You feel blessed in ways that are difficult to express. It's as if the Red Sea parts in front of you and events come together to banish your troubles easily and naturally. You know deep down you did not deserve any of it, and yet here you are. This is one of those times. Let awe and gratitude for all your blessings guide you now. Love it, Kristen. Love it, love it. Wonderful cards. Okay, Michelle. Michelle's next. And Michelle, I am going to, I think, stick with Woto unless you did. Anne, I can put you down. I think I can do. Well, I'm already over time, so let's just do it. And Holly, hello, Holly. And Holly, I will attempt to do that for you as well. And Rebecca says, thank you so much. Love the brightness of both cards. I know, lovely. Good morning, Dawn. Dawn says, a final card. Let's see if I have time. I mean, what's time, right? I'm making this reality. I have all the time I want. So let's make it so. It's not like the Facebook Nazi police are going to come and shut me down. So I might as well just do this, right? Okay, so Michelle, this card is for you. For a second, I thought I heard animal in my head. Oh, no, because this card jumped out, leaped out from the deck. Card number 27, which is a nine, which says exchanging gifts. Bring this in. You can see that she's like a little ballerina fairy in a box, and she's reaching down to a kitty cat. And card 27, which is a nine, and 27, not 47, 27. And it was right side up. And the card's message. Exchanging gifts, the law of giving and receiving, currency, trade-offs, weighing costs, and determining value. And the message says you're entering into a productive and enriching time when all manner of opportunities are being offered to you. You have everything you need to seize them. Yet, in order to honor them, you must put in the time, exchange your experience and skills, and commit heart and soul to what you're choosing to pursue. You can do it. You have what it takes to be successful if you align with the law of giving and receiving. You must engage in a dance of give and take, push and pull, doing and being. If you let fear guide your choices, you could deplete yourself or create an imbalance. This is not a time of just do. Use your currency wisely and be mindful of the value others bring to your life. I love this card. It's a great, great card for a Leo. All right. Michelle, Angela, you are next. Angela, I thought I saw you tell me what you wanted. Oh, you said any deck. Okay. Angela, I'm going to switch over to animals for you. Sorry if that noise was loud. Sometimes the cards are loud. So, Angela, spider spirit in protection. Let's turn her over so you can see her. Spider spirit. And she is card number 56, which is an 11, which is illumination. And look at, I mean, it's kind of funny. I can't get the light to not shine on the number so that you could see it better. But number 11, and she was in protection. So let's see what that means for you, Angela. I opened right up to her. Spirit. Spider spirit says, make your dreams real. And in protection, it says, are you expecting your dreams to weave themselves into reality? Are you stuck in the sticky web of weaving dreams but never following through? The thread of intention isn't enough to make dreams a reality unless you do your part in the weaving. Spider spirit wants you to know that your plans will remain ephemeral unless you commit to being productive and industrious, for spirit will not do it all for you. Magic needs to be instigated, so begin to make your dream a reality by taking action today. What are you willing to do? Question mark, question mark. What are you willing to sacrifice? Can you release your limiting beliefs? Your dream is worthy of weaving. Today is a day to choose one small step towards your dream. Remember, spirit is your weaving partner. You just have to be the first one to bring the thread to the loom, then continue to do your part. Pretty cool, Angelo. Love that card. I think we had that one on Halloween because I remember the spider. After Angela is Anne. Anne says, me too, but I don't necessarily see spiders are visiting me last week a lot. Ah, that's fun. Okay. And you're welcome, Michelle. Okay. So let me, I think I am Anne. I think I'm sticking with the animal cards for you as well. Anne. Anne Stevens. I love doing card readings. Oh, you got a two for two. Oh, let's see what these are. Stag spirit, take the lead, and swan spirit, which says time for a deep dive. They were like this. No, wait. Stag was first and then swan, both right side up. Stag spirit is card 58, which is a 13, magical, sacred 13, which is also a four. Assuming I added correctly, and I did. So 58, and 58 says, whether or not, and this is for you, Anne, by the way, whether or not you have set your intentions to lead, you may have found yourself suddenly called to step up to the forefront of your life. Stag spirit is a reminder that now is a time to heed the call, to be sure, strong, and compassionate. Others will look to you, and you have it within you to see through the eyes of stag spirit and walk with confidence as you take on the responsibilities that are yours now and model integrity in all that you do and in all your relationships. Be willing to see the best in others so that your compassionate heart keeps you on the right path. Stag spirit wants you to know that your responsibilities now are to yourself too, for you're learning and developing new skills. The best in you is coming into view as you step forward with strength, knowing that spirit supports you as you compassionately take the lead. You are a model for transformation now, sharing your experience, strength, and hope with others so they may grow and discover their best selves too. What a gift you are. Stay humble and authentic and walk your talk, for this is how a wise leader leads. That's pretty cool. And 60 is swan spirit, which six is the energy of course, balance and harmony, creative energy. And it says, time for a deep dive. With their graceful long necks, swans are able to reach into the depths. When swan spirit arrives, you are called to take a deep dive beyond what is easily available on the surface. You may think you know what is best for you now, but take the plunge into the depths of your awareness, for there is knowledge you are not aware of and great treasures to discover. Deeper understanding awaits you, and a perspective that comes from greater self-knowledge is what you need right now to better understand a situation or relationship. As you come to know yourself more intimately, so too will you come to better know others. So swan spirit asks you to go beyond the surface of what is happening between you and others and resist the temptation to judge by superficial appearances. Know there is much deeper potential for loving connections, forgiveness, and mutual understanding. Choose to dive deep into your why, asking the deeper questions of yourself. You are led by the grace of swan spirit. Those are really cool cards too. Anne, that was for you. Holly, this is for you. And Holly, I am moving over to the WOTA cards. WOTO, Wisdom of the Oracle. By the way, both decks by Colette Baron Reed, Wisdom of the Oracle, and the other one is Spirit, the Spirit Animal Oracle. Okay, so Holly, for you. These guys want to be mixed up. And we get Holly, have you been overworking? Because it's time for a nap. Card 24, which is a six. We've gotten quite a few sixes today. I feel like that's telling us all in some message form to balance our lives, right? To balance between work and rest and, you know, being serious and being playful. So time for a nap. And it is, it's really, if you look at it, there's a little dog or a fox sleeping with the moon. Really cute. Okay. So Holly and 24. It says, the essential meaning is rest, rejuvenation, and renewal, temporary non-action, allowing dreams to arise. This is a time to step away and rest. Let the cares of your world go. Go into a state of non-action and allow yourself to be free of the shackles of your goals, your lists, your desires. Nothing is as important as rest, detachment, and neutrality. The overly busy mind can block you from inner wisdom if you don't step back, take a seat, and rest. Be willing to let your dreams surface and ideas flow through you, absent any force or conscious direction as you observe without engagement now. You guys, I'm laughing because my cat is used to me being done on air by 9 o'clock. And at that point, I go and I drop some food and I open the door so she can go outside. And now she's reminding me that I'm late in my taking care of her. Animals are so great to keep you on routine and task oriented, aren't they? Actually, that's in their human design, by the way. Okay, Holly, I hope that makes sense for you. And last but not least, Dawn, I'm giving you an animal card to get through. And Saturn and Uranus, stag and swan. Well, that's interesting. And Mimi says hello to Sadie. Holly says, stayed home today from work because I'm exhausted and have a headache. I love it. There's something. Take a nap. Cuddle up in a blankie. Be good to yourself. Get a hot tea, a good book. Get your Kindle, play a game, watch TV. Ooh, elephant is for you, Dawn. It was upside down, so in protection. We haven't had elephant for a while, but look at how beautiful she is. Learn from the past. Elephant spirit. So let's take a look at that card. Card number 25, which is a seven. Elephant. Protection. Are you feeling uncomfortable with a tradition, custom, or familiar behavior that no longer fits who you are? Do you wish the past could be erased so it could no longer cause you a moment's pain? Elephant Spirit is here to encourage you to write a different story and alter the traditions in ways that acknowledge that we all evolve, for transformation is our nature. Elephant Spirit calls you to not be selective in your memory because ignoring the good or the bad will prevent you from growing your wisdom and strength. Build on the best of the past, learn from the worst, and walk into the future with dignity, accompanied by Elephant Spirit, who remembers the truth and honors your strength and your wisdom. Wonderful card, Elephant Spirit. I love the diadem that she has in her forehead. Looks to be like it's turquoise. Maybe it's sapphire. Maybe it's, I don't know, but it's beautiful. All right. So that was the last card. I hope everybody got what they needed out of that. I certainly enjoyed that. And I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. I will see you all Monday morning. I can't even believe it's the weekend already, but there we go. And have a wonderful day. Remember, balance, stay in harmony. Remember, you're responsible for your reactions, and all will be well. All right. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.